This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the show.
Ngilele Mr. Mabaso kuwena nethimba lakhe nisebenza nalo lapha emsakazweni yosibingelela futhi ngokukhethekile abalaleli ke bomsakazo iMUT Radio ngicabanga ukuthi ibona sizathu esikhulu ukuthi sihlangane sibalela uhlelo njalo ngolesibili. Siyabonga kakhulu uba ingxenye yohlelo lethu bafowethu.
Siyabonga kakhulu njengoba sewushilo sewuzwile Mr. Ngqongo ukuthi yena kahle kahle ubaba uMasekela or Hugh Masekela actually passed away mhlaka 23 kuJanuary 2018 ngenxa ye prostate cancer. Ingakho sifuna ukwazi ukuthi yena what is a prostate cancer? If ungachazela nje abantu emakhaya in a simpler way abazokwazi ukuyiunderstand.
Mhlampe before we dwell into prostate cancer kubalulekile ukuthi sichaze kuqala ukuthi iyini i-cancer.
Yes.
Singene in deeper details of the prostate. Masichaza nje i-cancer mfethu, i-cancer in general in simpler terms because it's got different types of cancer. It's a disease in which abnormal cells divide uncontrollably and destroy body tissue. Be it ukuthi ke iyenzakale kunoma iyiphi indawo kulezi inhlobo zamakhensa esinabo. But namhlanje sizokhuluma nje kakhulu nge prostate. Ke prostate cancer masichaza mfethu sithi okay, xa sicaze sicala iprostate ukuthi iyini before si unpack ukuthi iyini ke iprostate cancer. Uyabo?
Yeah.
Because ngathi kubalekile lakho lokho. So iprostate mfethu it's a small walnut shaped gland etholakala kuma males that produces a seminal fluid. What is the function of a seminal fluid? The seminal fluid ile fluid lena that nourishes and transports male fluid or what we call in medical terms ama sperms. So that's the gland. Uma ke kuleyo gland leyo kuba nama abnormal cells that develop rapidly enhloso yawo agcina ke futhi i develop rapidly and uncontrollably at the end of the day they destroy or disrupt the normal function of the prostate. Yabo.
Yeah.
So the prostate cancer ke sizikhala sithi is a cancer that occurs in a prostate of which sengichazile ukuthi prostate iyini. Yabo. So if prostate cancer mfethu is one of the most common types of cancer. Most yabo they grow slowly and abaconfined laphaya kwi prostate gland. Yabo. Lapho futhi ke where they may not cause serious harm. Ngoba sicacile usho nawe ukuthi at an early stages prostate cancer can be curable. So lama cells athi ekhula laphana e developer kwi prostate awabi nayo serious harm at an early stage. Uyabo. And they may need slow or minimal treatment but others are ingozi kakhulu ke ilawa akhula aggressively and they spread quickly because remember ukuthi inhloso yama cancer cells is to destroy body tissues. Be it akuyi breast, be it akuyi prostate, and once develop noma spread rapidly aya spread ahambe aye kwamanye ama tissues emzimbeni. Nakhona futhi inhloso yawo akusikho ukuyowenza into enhle, ayo destroy ama body tissues. That is why uma sekuthiwa isi advance i-cancer mfethu uthole sekunzima ukuyinqanda, sekunzima ukuyilawula because umonakalo lama abnormal cells asuke sewenzile usuke usumkhulu. Uyabo.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa Mr. Ngqongo. Manje ke ngibona ngani ukuthi na ayibo sekukhona okukhulayo lapha kumabaso and kukhula ngendlela ongesiyona. Like what are the common symptoms of prostate cancer?
Prostate cancer buti sometimes it may not have signs and symptoms in its early stages, ne?
Yeah.
But by the time cancer advances, sizolindela ama signs and symptoms okubala khona it's trouble in urinating. Yabo. Tholi manje umuntu akasakhona ukuchama ngendlela nje ukuchama ngayo. Yabo. Because sekune blockage lapha ya we prostate. Sizonaka futhi i decrease force in the stream of urine. Futhi umchamo usuphuma kancane ngathi khona indawo eyivalekile. And then some people will note the blood in their urine. Some people will also witness blood in their semen. abanye uthole ukuthi they experience ama bone pain, some lose weight without even trying to lose weight. Uthole exercise is not on diet but u lose the weight, because remember ukuthi ama abnormal cells inhloso yawo to destroy tissues. And then abanye uthola ukuthi ube usebe nani ne erectile dysfunction, ubudoda bakhe abusasebenzi ngendlela ejwayelekile. Kodwa ke futhi ama signs and symptoms they vary ngemizimba yabantu. Some experience others, some you may not experience amanye abantu aba experienceayo, but in general, if we speak of the signs and symptoms of the prostate cancer, iwona la bese ngiwabalisa.
Yeah. Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ngoba sesiyawazi ke manje ama symptoms, maybe iziphi izinto ongafanele sizenze ukuze mhlambe ongafanele sizenze ukuze singayitholi sine prostate cancer, especially njengoba sazi ukuthi na ila kakhulukazi kubantu besilisa. Iziphi izinto mhlambe ke esingazenza ukuthi singayitholi sesine prostate cancer?
Lapho ke baba mabaso sibheka kakhulu ke ama risk factors
ukuthi
yiziphi izimo ezikubeka kumathubeni amaningi ukuthi ube ne prostate cancer. Kwamanye ke wasibala i older age. Your risk of prostate cancer increases as you grow, as you age. So but again, it is most common after the age of 50. And then another risk factor is race. For reasons not yet determined, kuthiwa ke i-prostate cancer abantu abamnyama bakuyi-greater risk of i-prostate cancer than any other races. Yabo. So but in black people, i-prostate cancer is also more likely to be aggressive or advanced. Okusho ukuthi ke ithina esengcupheni eningi kakhulu yokuthi singayithola sine prostate cancer. Some other risk factors is about family history. If a blood relative, such as parent, sibling, or a child has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, your risk may be increased. Also, if your family history, breast cancer or any other cancer, so
yeah.
Those any footy layo yama risk factors as bega uthelinike we can get ikhenda abale kunye ne obesity i body weight ukuthi ke nomzimba uma use usu obese ungakhona ukukontrola kakhulu i weight yakho noma i well being of umzimba wakho nakho futhi lokho kuyakubeka ku risk ukuthi unga developer i breast cancer i prostate cancer.
Manje I have a question la ngiyawezwa ama risk factors inkinga yami, let's say for umuntu wesizulu thina nje Mr. Ngqongo khona ezinye zezinto esike sibona ukuthi yazi ukuthini kufanele ngichathe ngindoda fanele ngichathe ngindoda. Manje lokho ke mhlawumbe uzothi omunye uthi yazi ukuthini, hayi ngeza ukuthi hayi khona izinto engekho kahle esinyeni sami, ngezwe futhi uthi na kunobuhlungu obukhona la esithweni sami ethi omunye hayi mele ngiyochatha yabona ngikhiphe mhlambe lezo zinto nalezo zinto, like si treata kanjani ke yona i-prostate cancer ke yona?
I-prostate cancer mhlambe kale before siya kwi treatment sibheke kakhulu iqale sibheke kwi prevention ukuthi fine ayitholi si preventa kanjani mphethe ukuthi singayitholi i-prostate cancer. But ke okuqala you choose a healthy diet full of fruits and vegetables. Bheka kakhulu indlela odla ngayo, because ukhumbula ukuthi indlela esidla ngayo kahle kahle ama daily habits iwona kahle kahle asibuya kuma risk noma asithusa kuma risk as ifaining. So you choose what you eat, you embark on a full balanced healthy diet. That is one of the way. You also choose healthy food over supplements. Because told abanye abantu sebenzisa ama iron supplement whatsoever, then ukusebenzisa ama supplement ngcono uyithole direct on the food that gives that nutrition, yabona, than ukuthi usebenzise ama supplement ukuthi usuyithola kuma supplement manje i iron or whatsoever nutrition that you need. Abanye bathola bathi exercise in most days of the week. Ngakulena yilene ebaluleke kakhulu ukuhlezi siguzele ukuthi kahle kahle nje ibalulekile ukugwema izifo eziningi. So I always tell people it's not only physical benefits but it's also benefit you spiritual, psychological, njebe to cardiovascular system yakho ihlezi isha because abantu abaningi babasengcupheni yezifening because ukunganyakazi ukujoga noma once or twice a week not merely ukuthi kufanele ukulinzimbi noma wenze ini mhlambe ungadlala ibhola dancing classes aerobics kuningi impethu singakwenza ukuthi sinyakaze imizimba yethu ukuze igcine ihealthy noku maintain a healthy weight impethu umzimba wakho ukuthi uhlezi ukuyi weight enormal ngathi kwangoma impethu uma senziwa ama medical checks lapha ya emsebenzini la ngisebenza khona ngithola ukuthi bathi ngi obese.
Hey.
In my mind I had ukuthi umuntu obese umuntu esimbona ngamehlo ukuthi hayi usemkhulu manje akasakwazi nokuhamba sekuhambe yakanzima but according to my body weight and my height and everything that I check consulting obese but mina mangizicheck ngiyabona ukuthi hayi this is right but ngokucwaningo lwenziwa lapha nokuhlola nokuchekisisa kwathiwa ngi obese I had to cut down the weight yami that is why this year nami ngithema ngabuya ngaqala I program I'm running I'm working out because I'm trying ukuthi uma kuthiwa come February or March bese nama medicals bengitheka futhi bethola ukuthi hayi no I've cut down the expected weight that I had to cut so yeah. It goes to that extent impethu ukuthi sithi kuma risk ezifo eziningi ngenxa yokungawo nyakazisa umzimba mhlawumbe siphinde futhi singene ukuthi ke manje ke fine sesifikile ekutheleni manje sitheka kanjani ama diagnostic procedures to check ukuthi unayo le prostate cancer noma unayo after usubona ithi umchamo awuphumi ngibona igazi kuyurine yami nalo isimene so senza njani sesiyahamba ke manje siya esibhedlela senza lethiwa i-screening noma siya kwa doctor khona ke kuthiwa i-digital rectal examination where lapho udoctor insert a glove lubricated finger on your rectum to examine your prostate which is adjacent ilapha nje phezu kwani kwe-rectum so yeah. If udoctor ethola ama-abnormalities noma kwi-texture or kwi-size of your prostate then you may need further test to confirm ukuthi ngampela unayo i-prostate cancer kwezinye indlela khona i-prostate specific antigen nakhona futhi a blood sample is drawn from the vein in the arm and analyzed for any abnormalities detected. Maningi mfethu ngenxa yesikhathi ngengidwele kuwo wonke khona ultrasound khona magnetic resonance imaging or MRI maningi mfethu ama procedures wenzayo ukuchecka ukuthi umuntu unayo yini i-cancer noma akanayo. So uma sesibheka umbuzo wakho uthi okay fine sesitholile ke manje ukuthi ke umuntu usenaye ikhenza siyitreat-a kanjani siyilapha kanjani uyabo so sibala ke lapho ke ukuthi kuna i-surgery that is performed to remove the prostate but however kumele sikuhle ukuthi i-cancer when detected at an early stage can be curable.
Yeah.
Singayilapha nje ngokukhulu impumelelo successfully if it detected isikhathi sisekhona kodwa however mase i-advanced ama abnormalities sespread na kuma other part of the body ayo destroy ama body tissues kuba nzima then isolution kuba number 1 surgery to remove ukuthi ayisusa altogether i-prostate because vele isiyonakele isiluzile nefunction yayo ayisayenzi kahle so we just have to remove it nama abnormal cells ukuze umzimba uthale ufunctiona optimally at a normal level and then another thing kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi futhi benza ama several small incision on your abdomen during the robot assisted laparoscopic prostatectomy. Prostatectomy uzokhumbula ukuthi i-surgery leyo lapho sisuke sisinza khona noma sisusa khona i-prostate. Abanye ke benza i-radiation. Radiation is placed inside your body which involves placing radioactive sources into your prostate tissue. Lapho sisuke siwashisa lama body cells ngaleya beam leya yama radiation ukukhumbula ukuthi i-radiation ama radiation sithila siyo sithila kule lezi ngaphakathi that is why uma sise MRI room sekwenziwa into zakhona akufuneki umuntu opregnant ukuthi abe lapha ya because ama radiation engayilimaza ingane ingaphakathi eswini that's how powerful they are capable of destroying izinto ezingaphakathi so in this case sisuke silimaza sibulala sishisa ama cancerous cells or carcinomas okuyilama abnormal cells asuke elimaza noma ephazamisa ukusebenza kwe prostate cancer normally. Kwezinye indlela tholi kune freezing of the prostate cancer. Lapho ke involve ukusebenzisa ama cold gas to freeze the prostate tissue. Net tissue lena ke is allowed to go and procedure repeat. So enye ke lena yendlela enye futhi heating of the prostate tissue. So izo na indlela esisebenzisayo lezo because once ivele in any body part once ama cells nama tissues aba too damaged. Ayikho into esizayo ngaphandle kokuthi siwasuse noma siyiremove leyo nto leyo esuke isilimele. Kufana noma kuthiwa umuntu une-diabetic foot, ushukela mhlawumbe ube neslipi, uselimele umnyawo landimali esigabeni sokuthi i-tissue isimnyama, akusekho perfusion, i-blood supply ayisekho. Ayikho into esizoyenza futhi esigabeni salokho because le nto uma seingeke isalungiseka, the only solution that you have is to amputate. And that remove that part of the body or that organ altogether. So those are one of the few ways we can use in the treatment of cancer.
Baba Ngongo, according to my knowledge, ngiyengezwa kuthiwa ukubendisiphasana kwe-cervical cancer kuyenzeka ukuthi ama-STI abe ne-high risk of i-cervical cancer. So ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi does that also apply to i-prostate cancer, ukuthi mhlawumbe umuntu wesilisa uma ekebe ne-gonorrhea mhlawumbe ebhedi ngaleyo ndlela ku-increase ama-chances ukuthi abe ne-prostate cancer?
Yeah, it might increase ama-chances ukuthi abe ne-prostate cancer because nakhona lapho kusuke kune-abnormality in the structure and the functioning of ama main part or main organ.
Yeah.
So those are the things that is bigger we risk of. That is why kubalulekile ukuthi siwenze ama regular checks up emzimba yethu. Kuyi-responsibility yomuntu nomuntu ukuthi ahlale ehlale abheke. Abantu besifazane benze opetumiye, sizibheke ma-blood status, yonke leyo nto ukuze not that uyayisola ukuthi khona into engiyisola yona, part for your own safety and personal well-being, kubalulekile ukuthi siwenze ama-check-ups ukuze sikwazi ukuthi yimi kuphi, ikuphi kufanele sikwenze. Because if we detect things that are abnormal earlier in our bodies, the sooner we start with the treatment or the curing of those things.
Wonderful, wonderful. Babu Ngongo says valwa nje. Maybe nangumuntu usephathwe yona i-prostate cancer. So what can we do thina as ama family members nabantu ke or loved one ukumsupporta lowo muntu going through i-prostate cancer diagnosis and i-treatment yakhona? Yiphi nje amagama ungabashiya nawo ukuthi na simsupporta kanjani umuntu osesimeni esinjalo?
Into ebalulekile nje ebhuti kumuntu onanoma yisiphi isifo emndenini noma onanoma yiphi inkinga is to be the great or the strongest source of support.
Yeah.
Simsupport, sibe ne-moral support kuyena because abantu aba undergo i-cancer most are scared, some are confused. So ukuba nabo emotionally and physically siba support, remind them about the should they be undergoing chemotherapy, one of the family members must accompany them, bakhumbule ukuthi ngama appointment abo ukuthi hayi bo njalo ngomhlaka ukuthi sine chemotherapy ufanele sihambe. Ukuba khona nje physically and emotionally kubaluleke kakhulu, naye kuyamnikeza iphemba ukuthi I can still live longer nale cancer because of the support and now. Because if you don't get support and life threatening situation, abanye bayagcina bethatha izinqumo wrong. So just to be there for them and encourage them ukuthi benze into kuyiyona okufanele bayenze. Should they have been put on a treatment, encourage them and remind them the times of taking that treatment so that procedure yokulekelela noma yokulapha i-cancer ibe yimpumelelo.
Siyabonga kakhulu Babu Ngongo, sizobonana ngolesibili olizayo. Siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Thank you so much for this,
everyone. This is an MUT Radio podcast.